Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Nobody but you. Hallelujah. Nobody but you, Father God. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah for your awesome power. We say thank you for doing it again, Father God, over and over and over. Oh, Father God, we magnify your holy and your righteous name. Hallelujah. You are a wonderful God, mighty, gracious, powerful. You're the only God, the only true and the living God. You're the God with the big G. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're our Father. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Father God, thank you for making ways out of no way. Thank you for destroying the devil's agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. Father God, thank you for ushering us into a brand new day that we have not known nor seen. Father, we come confessing every sin of omission and commission, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. How great is our God. How great. How great is our God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. We thank you, Father God, for an eternal relationship with you, Father God. We thank you for loving us that much, Father, that you gave us your only begotten Son. We thank you that a Son gave his life. Father God, we thank you for the faith to believe, the faith to receive, and the faith to walk with you. And so we bless you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God, a day we have never seen, a day we will never know no more. But Father, we thank you for, we don't know what's contained in this day. We don't know what this day is going to reveal. But Father God, one thing we know for sure, hallelujah, hallelujah, that all power is in your hands, Father. All we know for sure is that the day belongs to you, Father God, and that's good enough to know that we are safe in your arms. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father, where we have been, where we are, where we're going. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for putting it all together, bringing it all together. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you for the resources. Thank you for the help, Father God, our helpers. Oh, God, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, those on the inside, those on the outside, everybody working together to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. Father God, we thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, thanking God for one more day that the Lord has made. Amen. Hallelujah. And truly, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. Why? Because the Lord is good. And it's not a cliche, but he is definitely the way. And when you fall in love with Jesus, you're going to be okay. Amen. And so I'm a poet and don't even know it. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. If this is your first time in our fellowship services, amen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. You have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. And so we bless him. Enjoy the services to the extent you keep on coming back. Because guess what? left. We have life, hope, and strength. We're going to be here. Amen. If it's God's will, we're going to be here. We don't have any technical difficulties. We're going to be here. We're going to do everything we can to be here, to lift Jesus up higher and higher and higher. Amen. We meet on this platform to receive our breakfast for champions. Why? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. He who hunger and thirsts after righteousness shall be fed, shall be blessed. And I'm telling you, we are blessed already. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We ask that you will like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. Glory be to God. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. So please visit us. Amen. Send us out an email. Let us know you're listening. Amen. And if you have any prayer requests, let us know. And we'll pray with you and pray for you. Amen. We bless the Lord. All this week, we've been, amen, talking, amen, about building up our prayer life. Amen. We started out, glory be to God, on Monday, encouraging you to pray right. Amen. So when you pray, make sure you pray the word of God. Amen. Because the word of God is the will of God. Amen. And the will of God is the word of God. Amen. And then also to make sure that you pray in the right spirit. Amen. Because faith is what moves God. Glory be to God. Then we came back on Tuesday, but we couldn't get in because we had some technical difficulties. Amen. I don't know what you did, but I know what I did. Amen. I went back to bed for about an hour or two. Amen. So I figured that the Lord was saying, okay, hey, take a day. Ah, hallelujah. And you know what the Lord will do? The Lord will give you a paid vacation day. Ah, my God, sooky. Oh, my beloved, let me tell you something. Because payday is a coming. Amen. Matter of fact, payday is already here. Amen. Glory be to God. Then on Wednesday, amen, we came back. Amen, celebrated our sister Darlene's birthday. But we talked about not to be a hearer only, amen, but to be a doer, okay? So after you pray, amen, glory be to God, make sure you're praying right, amen. Now you want to be a hearer of God's word, and now you just don't want to be a hearer. Now you want to be a doer of God's word. And yesterday, we came, amen, to share with us to maintain our zeal. And not to be slothful. Amen. And the Holy Spirit broke down for us the difference between being lazy and slothful. Wasn't that good? That was good stuff, wasn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. So that we can examine ourselves, because the truth of the matter is, beloved, I say the majority of us fall in that situation. The majority of us are borderline slothful. We borderline slothful. Come on. Amen. Matter of fact, I received a few text messages yesterday that said, Pastor, that word was for me. I said, that's all right, baby, because it was for me too. All right. Glory be to God. Now today, amen, glory be to God, because this will be the last day you're hearing from me this week. We'll start fresh on Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to tell you, encourage you now that you got all that, okay, now that you know how to pray right, okay, and now you are intentional about being a doer in addition to being a hearer, okay, and you're getting your zeal back, you're coming out of that slowness, you're getting your fire back, you're getting your enthusiasm back. Now we want to encourage you today not to be afraid. Not to be afraid to go forward. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Let us draw your attention this morning to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17. 1 Samuel, chapter number 17. I'm going to read a few verses in your hearing, beginning in verse number 38. And it reads as thus. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them on. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones for the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. Oh, good-looking David. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day, somebody say this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day, I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. Amen. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. I tell you the truth, I love the word of God. Amen. What about you, saints? Hallelujah. What about you? Hey, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, consider for a moment just how incredible it was that God chose David. God chose David out of all the people to fight Goliath. David was just a young boy when God called him. He was so young in age and immature in physical development that the Bible says, glory be to God, when we read in verse number 42 in that same chapter, the Bible says, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. What the scripture is telling us here, beloved, that Goliath took it as a joke when he saw who he had been sent to fight and who they sent to fight him. The Bible tells us that Goliath laughed when he saw who God chose. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Y'all playing with me. Y'all send this little young rascal. Y'all send this baby over here. Come on now. Why y'all playing with me like that? The Bible says he laughed. Ah. Somebody said he laughed at God's choice. Oh, my God, Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Huh? Goliath laughed at God's choice. Ah, I come to tell you, some people laughing today. Hallelujah, at God's choice. Oh, glory be to the living God. Let me tell you something right here. He who laughs. Oh, glory be to God. Matter of fact, beloved, the Bible tells us, since you want to laugh a little bit, Psalms 37 and 13 says this, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Oh, you want to laugh? I just want you to know you ain't the only one laughing. Because God is sitting on his throne, and he's a laughing too. Glory be to God, huh?
Psalms, the second division of Psalms, verse number 4, says this: he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Come on now. So Goliath laughing, your enemies laughing, the devil laughing, because God chose you. Hey, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, baby, when your enemies start to laugh with them. Hey, glory be to God. You know how laughing is contagious? Sometimes you're sitting at the table and somebody will bust out with a laugh and you start laughing and you don't even know why you're laughing. You're just laughing because they laughing. Because that laughing is contagious. Well, guess what? Your enemy's laughing. God laughing. Why don't you get your laugh on too? Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But it was incredible in the physical sight that why would God choose this young boy? Why would God choose this immature boy? God didn't send a warrior. God didn't send a man. God didn't send somebody who was experienced in battle and warfare. God chose a little boy, a little ruddy boy. Come on, somebody. Yay, my God, my God, my God. First Samuel, when we move to the next verse, in verse number 43, it tells us that this is what Goliath says, glory be to God. He says, am I a dog that thou come to me with staves? Glory be to God. And then he had the nerve to curse David by his gods. If you notice in your Bible, it's a small g. Hey, it's gods with a small g. Baby, you ain't got to worry about nobody trying to put no curse up on you. The curse callless will not come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who would have ever dreamed that God would select a young, inexperienced boy like David to bring down this giant? Oh, come on, saints. If we had a checklist with a few names on it, hallelujah, their resume and their bio, very few of us would have selected David. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, if we was in the court, if we was the jury, very few of us would have selected David to go on out. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, my God, my God, my God. Why? Because most people don't see like God see. Because God knows everything. Hallelujah. It knows everybody. And God is everywhere. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It may have looked laughable in the eyes of the world. And I'm sure that Goliath wasn't laughing by himself. I'm sure that everybody in the audience, everybody that was hiding and peeping, glory be to God, and peeping through the window blinds, peeping through the bushes. I'm sure they probably was laughing so hard. Glory be that they had to go to the bathroom. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. Come on now. But this young boy, beloved, who fearlessly faced Goliath in battle, was the exact person that God has chosen. Somebody say exact person. I said God don't make no mistakes. Glory be to God. Beloved, with that in mind, we must consider what the Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Corinthians, chapter number 1, verse number 27. And listen to the word of the Lord. It says, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Woo! I'm going to read that again. I'm going to take some executive privileges this morning. I'm going to read that again. Glory, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Ha, ah, come on, can I get an amen in the house? Can I get an amen in the house? Beloved, so let's look at this word weak. Amen. Since God has chosen the weak things, let's examine that word weak, beloved. In the Greek, it refers to something that is weak, something that is base, something that is feeble, puny, come on now, something that is powerless. Well, glory. The word describes something that is substandard, second rated, low grade, inferior, something that is almost laughable. My God. When Paul wrote this epistle, beloved, the Corinthians church, they was the laughing stock of the city. In fact, the believers were viewed as the laughing stock of the entire Roman Empire. Governmental authorities considered Christians to be weak. They considered Christians to be puny. Pathetic. They considered Christians to be a useless group of religious idiots. They were literally the butt of all the jokes, and they were viewed, beloved, as societal rubbish. Ain't nothing changed much. Ain't nothing changed much, beloved. Glory be to God. Society still looks as when they consider a Christian, they consider us to fall into that same category. Weak. Uneducated. Ghetto. Ignorant. Poor. Sick. Polished. Come on now. Diabetic. High blood pressure. COVID-19. Welfare. Food stamps. Oh, Rabba. She handa. Hey. Oh, glory. When Paul wrote this epistle, beloved, to the Corinthian church, they was the laughing stock of the city. Glory. In fact, believers was viewed as a laughing stock. Glory be to God. Everybody was laughing. It was a joke to be a Christian. Yet these same Christians, somebody, can I hear somebody say these same Christians turned the world upside down. Yeah. These same uneducated folks turned the world upside down. These same poor folks, these same sick folks, come on, somebody, turned the world upside down. Look in your Bibles in the book of Acts, chapter number 17. Acts, chapter number 17, verse number 6. Look at that. Listen here what it says. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out. Listen to what they said now. It said, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. The one that God chose turned the world upside down. Flip-flop, glory be to God, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost. These same people, my God, they turned the world upside down in their day, and they evangelized the whole Roman Empire through their steadfast endurance and their commitment to Jesus Christ. Somebody said endurance. And commitment. They liberated Rome from pagan religion, and they paved the way for the gospel to go and to the whole wide world. Yeah, these same people here, beloved, the ones that God have chosen. I hear a commercial here. Glory be. I said, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to take you this morning. Amen. Write this scripture down to a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, let me find it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Okay, hallelujah. Look in your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2, verse number 9. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Turn around and tell your neighbor this morning, say, I'm chosen. I'm chosen. God chose David. God chose me. I don't know why. I don't know why God would choose me, but here I am, Lord. If you can use anybody, use me. Oh, God, I don't think I'm qualified. Oh, God, my skin's not that good. Oh, God, I'm underweight, overweight. You know my skin color. You know my gender. You know where I come from. Oh, you know I live in the hood. Oh, Father God, you know all about me, Father God. But you chose me. Somebody said I'm chosen. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the unbelieving world today views the church very much in the same way. Oh, yeah. You see, the devil fears believers. Oh, the devil, you got some fears? Let me help you out this morning. The devil got some fears, too. You know, one and one to know what the devil fears? He fears you. Yeah. The devil fears believers because he knows the power and the authority they possess. See, he know what you possess even if you don't know what you possess. That rascal been around long enough. And he fears you. That's why he uses the entertainment industry. That's why he uses educational institutions. That's why he uses every human agency to try to belittle you, to try to belittle the church, to make it look irrelevant, inconsequential, and trivial. Yeah, beloved. The enemy does everything he can to give the impression that we are minor league players, a worthless waste of time. He knows the power that God has placed at our disposal. So he attempts to discredit us in the eyes of the world. Therefore, if we perceive that the church today is the butt of jokes, beloved, and viewed in a derogatory fashion, we just need to realize that this perception is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. This is what Paul told the Corinthians. Glory be to God. He said, God have chosen the weak things. Ah, baby, I don't want to hear you ever say again. Don't tell me you're weak. Come on, because I'm going to load you up with some scriptures. Paul says, when I'm weak, then am I strong. Come on now. You say you weak, yeah, you the one God looking for. You say what, sister? What you say, brother? You say you weak. Yep, you the candidate. You just who God is looking for. Because God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. All right, this will take another couple minutes. Glory be to God. All right, and let's look at the word confound. All right, since God has taken the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, what does that word confound mean in the Greek? Okay, it means to put to shame. Ooh, my God. I feel a dance coming on this morning. I feel a surge of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. To put to shame, to embarrass, to confuse, to frustrate, or to baffle. Oh, yeah, beloved. The word mighty is the word describing people who have political power. So when you keep in mind that the political arm of the Roman Empire was trying to wipe out the early church, it becomes clear that this verse, beloved, packs a powerful message for you and me. Thus, beloved, when we read 1 Corinthians 1, 27 in the Greek, it says this, God has chosen those whom the world considers to be puny and powerless, even laughable, These are the very ones God will use to confuse, to frustrate, and baffle the political powers of the world. Yeah, glory be to God. I want to hear somebody say, and that's me. God chose me. God chose me. Beloved, it took a while for the church of Jesus Christ to put to shame of the evil forces that had come against it. But in the end, that's exactly what happened. Woo! The church eventually emerged in power, and they changed the face of history. The common, regular, run-of-the-mill people whom God had chosen. I said the common people, the regular people, the run-of-the-mill people that God chose. Woo! Woo! Baby, let me tell you something. God has chosen ordinary and put this super on it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And make it super ordinary. Glory be to God. Let me tell you, God don't call qualified people. God will call his people and he will qualify them. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, we thank God, amen, for education. We thank God for protocol. But let me tell you, they don't validate you. Father, you've been called before the foundation of the world to come forth and go and do the will of the Lord, do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you. I think God has need of you. God has need of you, beloved. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, you are filled with the Spirit of God, and you have the call of God on your life. Who cares what the world thinks? Turn around and ask your neighbor. You might say, well, I'm here by myself, Pastor. No, you ain't there by yourself. God opened their eyes so they can see a host of angels. So they can see all the angels and the angelic realm with, so they can see. No, you ain't by yourself. You might think you by yourself. You ain't never by yourself, because the eyes of the Lord are always upon you. Woo, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah, God, you are filled with the Spirit of God, and you have the call of God on your life. Hallelujah. And who cares what the world thinks? The beloved, let me tell you something. If you start getting into what other people are thinking and what other people's opinion before you do something, you ain't going to never get nothing done. Because you want to know why? Because everybody got an opinion. Baby, we perform for an audience of one. Brother Paul put it this way. Brother Paul said, glory be, after he heard from God, he didn't confirm with flesh and blood. He said, I already heard from God. I ain't got to go around and ask you what you think about this or what you think. Well, let me call so-and-so. Let me see what they think about that. Why are you calling for their opinion and you already heard from God? Well, I heard God told me to do this, but when I called Sister Susu said this, and I called Prophet Lulu, so I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know why you're confused. You're confused because you're double-minded. You're confused because you haven't made that commitment. You're confused because you haven't sold out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I heard God call me an apostle, I don't care what nobody says. Glory be to God. I don't care. I already heard. I already did my research. I even know who the Lord is calling me to build and what the Lord is calling me to build. Anything new, any new territory. Glory, calling me to build the minds of his people in this generation. Glory be. I don't care what nobody else say. You don't want to obey me, I'll find somebody else who will. Talking with a brother last week, I said, I know you got a problem with women preachers as opposed to be my friend. I said, but God knew I was a female when he called me. I don't need nobody's opinion. Beloved, you sitting around waiting for somebody to validate you, and then when God already gave you the green light, God already told you to go. God already told you to do. God already given you everything you need. Glory be to God. And he will confirm. He'll confirm it with your leader. He'll confirm it with your leader, baby. Hallelujah. And that's a big risk. Glory be to God. Then you need to pray and make sure you got the right leader. I ain't telling you to leave your church. I'm telling you to pray another prayer. He'll confirm it with somebody. Because God always confirms his word. God always confirms his word. And God revealed to me I was an apostle because I talked to the Lord real hard. I said, God, just tell me now. What is it? What is my real call? And I'm telling you, before I could get it out good, the Lord told me I was an apostle. And soon God be, now y'all heard the testimony before. It wasn't 5 minutes later when the prophet called me. I was still sitting in my car. And when I picked up the phone, she said, how you doing, apostle? I said, oh, hold up. Oh, Lord. I said, you're not going to believe this, Prophet Gail. I said, I'm sitting here talking to the Lord. And I asked the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm serving as pastor, but I ain't never heard you call me pastor. I don't even know how I got here. Glory be to God. I know I'm a evangelist. I ain't never heard you call me pastor. I said, but so God, what is it? Am I an evangelist? Am I a pastor? What am I? And the Lord said, you're an apostle. And when she called me within 5 minutes, I picked up the phone. First time I've been known this lady for years. First time I picked up, she said, how you doing, apostle? I said, you're not going to believe this. I'm sitting here talking to the Lord, and the Lord called me an apostle, and here you are 3 minutes later calling me. She said, I've been knew it. She said, I was just waiting on you to know it. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. God has confirmed it to the point, beloved, I ain't fighting God no more. I ain't fighting God no more. Now I'm putting two and two together and find out, because apostles are first in rank in God's kingdom. Let me show you this, and I don't know why the God is taking me here. My message is over, amen, hallelujah, but let me show you something. Amen. Y'all know I'm a teacher. God broke it down to me. Okay, so let me show you this here. Let me show you this. Hallelujah. Okay, let me see. I want you to turn to, write this scripture down here, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Verse 12, 28. Now, this is what the scripture says. And God have set some in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Apostles are the first rank. You're in the forefront. God has a rank, y'all. And so, but that explained to me why I was going through all that demonic warfare. Cause see, I never fight the little baby demons. I never fight the little baby demons that was, you know, created yesterday, the day before. God never sent me the teenagers. God always sent me the grandma and grandpa demons that have been around for a while. And he very rarely did send me one. He normally sent me a troop. But I didn't realize through all these years that God was training me for reigning. But I put two and two together when I found out that apostles was first. In other words, they coming after the apostle before they come after anybody. Now I understand the witchcraft and the voodoo and all that. Now I understand all that. See? But I'm still here. But I'm still here, beloved. And so are you. And you know what the Lord revealed to me yesterday? Told me I'm a chief apostle. You know what that means? That means there's some of you apostles under me and I'm training you. Oh, I'm training leaders. I'm training apostles. And it was going to be going into new areas. Glory be to God. New developments. Glory. Building something new. Glory be to God. And did not I get a confirmation after that revelation from one of our prayer partners who launched a new business? Amen. Glory be to God. A couple days ago, you hear her testimony on Wednesday. Oh, glory. Beloved, we can't be scared to go. We can't be scared to go. What was the problem all this time? I'm going to be honest with you. Amen. I think this, I'm apprehensive, but I think I was a little scared too. I think I was just a little scared. And but guess what? I ain't scared no more. I ain't scared no more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. But loving you are spirit filled with the Spirit of God, and you have the call of God on your life. And you should not care what the world thinks. Oh, we ain't saying it ain't going to be no fight. We not saying it's going to be easy. All I'm saying is you shouldn't care what the Lord think, what the world thinks. Amen. When God has already spoken. Because God is your backup. Hallelujah. God is your backup. Whoo, hallelujah, your back up, your front up, he is everything. If God be for you, even if your gifts and talents seem small, beloved, in comparison to what others possess, that doesn't mean that you are eliminated from God's list of candidates. In fact, as in my closing statement here, in fact, your feelings of weakness and inadequacy actually qualifies you as a candidate in God's service. God is looking for people just like you because he knows that he will receive the glory for what he has done through you. Oh, people are going to know God's going to get the glory because the show now wasn't you. Sure enough, was it you? You didn't have nothing. You didn't have nothing in you. I don't care your level of education. I don't care how healthy or wealthy you are. I don't care who you know and who you don't know, where you live, what you drive. It ain't you. Whew, you're exactly the kind of person that God wants to use. Beloved, will you let him use you? Will you let God use you? Come on up out of your slowful state. Will you let God use you? Will you stop being a hearer and start being a doer and let God use you? Come on, come on, come on. Increase your prayer life. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We talked about that candle illustration on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody sent me a text and thanked me for that candle in the illustration. The candle was lit. Amen. But it's lit, you know, it's flickering. It's flickering. Amen. Glory be to God. That's because you're in a slowful state. Amen. Your light is shining, but it's very dim. You know what the Holy Ghost said after the service? As he always speaks after the service, preparing you for the next word. He says, because you don't have no prayer life. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Saints, God has need of you. Will you go? Will you go? Will you just tell the Lord yes? God, if you can use me, I'm willing to be used. I don't know that, God, whatever you want to do, I make myself available to you. I make myself available to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for helping us to see ourselves with the full potential that we have in Jesus Christ. Our temptation is to see ourselves according to our past. But starting today, Father, we ask you to help us to see ourselves through the promises of your word. We know, Father, that with your grace and power, we can rise above any weakness or any infirmity that has hindered us in our past. Father, we turn to your grace and we ask you to release your power in us so that we can step into the reality of the person that you have made us to be. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints. That's the word of God for today. Y'all have heard from me all this week. Amen. That's 5 messages. Amen. Including Wednesday night Bible study. All right. Check back with me on Sunday, Lord's willing, if you want to hear from me again. All right. Hallelujah. But guess what? Hallelujah. Our ears are open to hear. It's not about hearing from me. It's about hearing from the Holy Ghost. And we pray that something has been said this week to stir you up. We pray that something has been said this week, because God's word will never return it to him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he sends it forth to do. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I take pleasure in serving, by the way. Oh, God, I take pleasure in serving. Oh, I don't even know what's going to happen when it's going to come a time when y'all not going to hear from me every day like this. It's going to be somebody else taking over. It's going to be somebody else taking over. I'll be monitoring and checking in, but y'all won't be hearing from me like this every day. Amen. The Lord already told me that. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's okay. It's okay. As long as we're all doing the will of God. Amen. Maybe one of you will be running the call. Amen. Maybe all of you will be running the call. Wouldn't that be beautiful? What a collaboration. Ooh, God. Ooh, I feel the anointing in that. Oh, my God, getting a group of people working together, amen, taking this ministry even beyond where it is now. Oh, my God, I look forward to that. Amen, in Jesus' name. Okay, form of announcements today. Today is Friday, all right? We will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock, amen, and then we will be back tonight at 10 o'clock for our Friday night prayer. Please come and join us. Bring somebody with you, somebody that's isolated, somebody that's depressed. Amen. Somebody that just needs help. They need help, need prayer. We need prayer if you think you don't need prayer. Let me tell you something. When a man thinks they stand, they fall. The main time you think you all right and you don't need prayer, you're the number one candidate for prayer. And that's the truth. Amen. Spread the word, even if you're not available. Amen. Spread the word. Let somebody know there's a prayer call going on at 10 o'clock. Come on in. Turn that TV off. Record your movie. Amen. Until after the prayer call. Watch the movie after the call. Come on, y'all. We bless be the name of the Lord. Today is offering day here at the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would like to be a part of this ministry, amen. Partnership. We thank God for our monthly partners. The monthly partners, they keep the bills paid. We're on media TV, and we're in 120 countries, 7 continents, 35 million households. Glory be to God. Amen. Studio time. Glory be to God. Pastor got to look halfway cute. I had to go out there and find me some different tops. Let nobody see my bottom. I got to find some tops. Try to look halfway cute. Glory be to God if I'm representing God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. People in the background working. Amen. Glory be to God. Now we're looking for a media engineer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A marketer. We have a media engineer. We're looking for a marketer now. We need somebody in the background to do all this social media work and do all that, because we got to back up from that. Amen. That's not the administrative assistant's job. We need somebody just for marketing. Amen. If you know anybody, drop their names. Amen. With somebody that can grow with us. Amen. We don't have no money like that. We're not yet. They're able to pay them full time and all that. But somebody that just want to help out in the Lord's kingdom and be a blessing and receive a stipend. And as we grow, they grow with us. Amen. If you got anybody that know what they're doing, come on now. Let us know. All right. We bless the Lord. If you would like to be a part of this ministry, beloved, let me see, this is how it works. When you partner with a ministry, the same anointing that's on that ministry is on you. Amen. Glory be. The same blessing that's on that ministry is on you. Glory be to God. When that ministry explodes, you explode, because you're one with the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And so when you sow financially, you put fuel in the tank. Because you ain't going nowhere without no gas in your car. I don't care how pretty that Mercedes is. or whatever you drive. I don't care how pretty or how clean it is. If you ain't got no gas in the car, you ain't going nowhere. Your financial contributions put gas in the car. And we can continue to take the gospel, amen, around the globe, amen. Several ways you can sow, amen. You can go straight to our website, hit the donate button, lifewordjesus.org, www.lifewordjesus.org, amen. PayPal to PayPal, that'll work for us, amen. We won't have to pay any fees associated, amen. If you desire to, our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Cash App, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, GLENSIDEPA, 19038. Visit our website, amen, at lifewordjesus.org, and you'll find out everything you need to know, amen, about our ministry. All right, that is it for today. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to serve you today and every day. Amen. For your breakfast for champions. Amen. Well, we can burp. We can burp on that one. We can burp. Amen. Beloved, but now we got to get busy. We got to get busy. Amen. We got to work it out. We got to work it out. The Holy Spirit this morning, when he wakes me up, I normally spend that time in devotion, but he told me that I did my 30 minutes on the treadmill. I did my 30 minutes. Because, beloved, you got to exercise in the natural, and you got to exercise in the spiritual. Right? And we exercise by being a doer and not a hearer only. Amen. I love you, love you, love you. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth unto death. We thank you. And your word will not return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Father God, we realize that you got the last laugh. People can laugh at us. They can call us holy rollers. They can call us sanctimonious. They can call us over-religious. They can call us anything they want to call us. Father God, don't make a difference because you have already called us. And not only have you called us, you have chosen us to go forth and do a work for you. And we don't have to worry about being paid because you are paying us. And you're paying us already. And we haven't even seen. We did just a slither of what's to come. Thank you, God. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel. Help us not to be afraid. Help us to build up the confidence that we need, Father. We talked about that word confidence this week. Help us to build up the confidence we need to take a step in the direction that you're calling us. Even if we make a mistake, Father God, we'll just start over again. Because you judge the hearts. You know what's in our hearts, Father. And you say you will grant us the desires of our heart as we delight ourselves in you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Help us not to be. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it definitely, most definitely, will not come to pass. Thank you, God. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. God, we bless the tithes, the offerings, and the donations. Those who have already sold into the ministry this week, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the continual blessing of Father God, return back unto them because they're sowing into the ministry. They're sowing into your word. So even, Father God, even, God forbid, if the ministry would fail, your word will not. And so, Father, we thank you for them and the increase and the blessing being returned back to them 30, 60, and 100-fold. And for those who have already made up their mind, they're giving what you have told them to give. Bless them, Father, for their cheerfulness, their willingness, and their sacrifice. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now that to him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Good day.